Gay SA Radio, where you are family. I'm here at the Mr. Gay World Media Conference, and with me is Mr. Gay Finland Ismo. Welcome to South Africa. I'm sure it's a little bit hotter here than where you're from.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, indeed, it is. Yeah.
Is it winter or summer day with you at the moment?
It's actually now spring. It's okay. Almost plus five. Yay.
Oh, wow. That's really hot, hey?
Yeah.
Hot day. Well, we're going into autumn now, and the weather's changing. It's been a misty day today. Have you been to Cape Town before?
No, I haven't, and I haven't been in Africa before, so it's the first time.
Okay, yeah. So what are your expectations?
I'm very open-minded. I'm not waiting for anything special. I'm just enjoying it for every day and what is coming.
So there's quite a few activities lined up for you. Tomorrow you're going to Khayelitsha to do some very many things, I heard.
Yeah.
How do you feel about going out into a kind of a rough and dangerous area in South African terms?
It's very exciting, and there's coming to sports challenge and stuff like that. Yeah, it's really exciting.
So gay rights in your country certainly is very protected. How's gay life there?
Gay life and gay rights in Finland, they are like in really good situation. Now we have same-sex marriage, and you can live openly as a gay man. And you can be in your working place openly as a gay man. So we have really nice situation with that.
So what are the issues that gay people then face in your country?
Well, actually, I don't believe that we face much issues these days, because the atmosphere in Finland is really open these days.
Okay. So if your country is so safe and open, how do we get that across to other countries where people might be put to death for being gay? How do we expand that openness to the rest of the world?
That is a very good question. One important thing is to work as an example for the other countries, to show that working this way, people can, how you say it, it works. So I'm so rusty now, right now.
That's good.
By working, for example, and yeah.
Do you think meeting all of these people would have some sort of influence on them if you shared your experience of what it's like?
Yeah, I'm sure there is influence for everyone, because we exchange our stories and history and we learn very much from each other. So, yeah, of course.
Now, if you were to win this event, what would you do with this crowd? How would you use it?
Oh, my God, that's so huge question that I don't even know the answer, because I'm not here actually to win. I'm here to win myself, to survive from this week and get this experience. It's a hugest thing that ever has happened to me. So,
oh wow, so yeah. You're up for a little adventure.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I hope you enjoy your time here with us.
Thank you.
And all the best.
Thank you.
Fantastic. That is Mr. Gay Finland talking to me here on Gay SA Radio with your family. I'm Hendra, coming to you from the President Hotel, which is in Sea Point.